Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Dave Lachran with Odd Shopper. Back again, closing out week 13. Coming off a strong Sunday, time to keep it rolling before we head into week 14. And we've got a playoff implication game today. I don't know. I mean, you got two teams in the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Bucks, the New Orleans Saints. Listen, these teams fighting for playoff spot to win the division, potentially sub 500. It is what it is, though, right? And somebody's got to make it. Right now, Bucks leading the division under 500, and the Saints are 4-8. If the Saints win this game, move to 5-8, that would place the Bucks at 5-7, and now we've got a real race between them and the Falcons and the Saints. I mean, look, it's ugly, but it doesn't matter because we all got the same bets to choose from. We all got the same odds, and we're going to figure something out today. So hit that thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment down below as well, and let's dive into it. All right, first up, it's an odd game for a couple of reasons. One, we're still waiting on Marshon Lattimore's status. That's pretty big because this guy's just been able to completely not only limit, but almost erase Mike Evans in these games. Also, Tampa Bay losing right tackle Tristan Wirfs, I think is a huge deal in a spot like this because they've already had some issues on the offensive line. It hasn't really resulted in Tom Brady throwing a lot of interceptions, but you can tell the efficiency hasn't been there all year. He's struggled to put balls into the end zone. They've stalled out in the red zone all of the time this season. And now you're going to have it right tackle Josh Wells going up against Cameron Jordan all night. And it's likely not going to end well for them. So just pay attention, number one, to Marshon Lattimore. And full disclosure, when we did this video on Friday, I do picks for every game heading into the week. We talked about this one. We grabbed the Saints at +4. That has since moved to +3. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. You know, if you can find some 3.5s out there, I would definitely be looking to go there. But when you look at the game earlier this season, and we can get into a couple of things here. This game was 3-3 going into the fourth quarter, okay? That was with Jameis Winston at the helm in week two. Then Jameis Winston turned into Jameis Winston, started getting picked off a bunch, and it was the Tampa Bay defense that put the work in, got them this 20-10 win. But ultimately, the Bucs just aren't playing good football. And how many times do we look at this and go, you know, but they got to turn it around. They got to turn it around. It's the Bucs. It's Tom Brady. It's Godwin. They got to turn it around. Look at this defense. We've seen them so many times in the past. Well, we're 3/4 of the way into the season, and they still haven't turned it around. And now they're down their right tackle, and they got some injuries at the secondary as well. I'm not saying the Saints are juggernauts. They just got blanked last week. Sure, goal line fumble from Alvin Kamara and some other things went nasty. But 13-0 against the San Francisco 49ers. It's still a playoff implication game. It's still a divisional game and one that I think stays competitive and low scoring. Not to mention, Tom Brady has really struggled since coming over the Bucs to face the New Orleans Saints. He actually has thrown more interceptions than touchdowns in these meetings since he came over to Tampa Bay from New England. And that's before they had actual issues with the offensive line when this guy was actually protected. So with the Saints getting healthier on defense, I'm looking to lean +3 for New Orleans. Like I said, if we had it at 4, I mean, if you got it at 4 earlier in the week, good for you. I think that's a great bet. +3 is a little bit dicier, but I'd lean that over Tampa just because, and I'm not betting the Saints to win here. I think it's a very competitive game, low scoring one at that. We'll go Saints 3. Now, I have something on the total here as well. Before we do though, the DraftKings promo is back. And if you guys haven't collected your $150 in free bets, no better time to do so right now. And I will tell you why. It's not because you have Monday Night Football. It's because you can take college basketball and turn all of that into free money for professional NFL football. What do I mean? All right. All you have to do is use the link in the description or the one in the pinned comment. Take $5, not 10, 20, 30, 100, $5. Put it on any money line of any sport. And if that wins, you get 150. They might scratch your head and be like, well, Laffy, that's not a no-brainer. It kind of is when you have college basketball. You have massive money line favorites. Just look at tonight, minus 1,700, minus 2,000. Forget about the $5 you're putting down. That doesn't matter. Let that go into the ether or, of course, win the bet and collect a small amount on that. But you're still getting the payout on the $5. Plus, you're getting $150 in free bets to do whatever the hell you want with. Sportsbooks likely, most of the time, do not offer these type of offers throughout the season. After football ends and after the first week or first month of football ends, You're taking advantage of one that's still here somehow. And if you're in Maryland that just opened sports betting, it's $200 in free bets. $5. Use the link in the description. Put it on the biggest money line favorite you can win, bet. And when they win, collect your free bets. Use it on whatever you want and run that bankroll up. All right, on to the total. I'm going under here. I think you guys probably already knew this. You're talking 41.5 points right now. I mentioned earlier, 3-3 game going into the fourth quarter earlier this season. That's only one game, okay? I understand that. But everything we've seen from Tampa's offense, and yes, I know they're getting healthier, but still, even when they've been mostly healthy on offense with the skill position, they still haven't been able to manufacture points. Tom Brady's having to throw a ton because they've had a completely stagnant run game. And then the Saints' defense is getting healthier, especially if Marshawn Lattimore's back. The defensive line looks better. They have a real advantage there at right tackle with Cameron Jordan going up against Wells with Tristan Wirfs out. This makes for a spot where you could see a slow, low-scoring game, a lot of incompletions, under 41.5. The Saints' offense is regressing. Their defense is getting better. The Tampa Bay Bucs have gone under in 9 of 11 games this season. And while New Orleans is 6-6 to the over, you have to look at what we've seen recently. This is not an offense that is able to trade blows with opposing teams right now. And it just looks like a game where we're going to lean under 41.5. And we'll close it out with a prop here. Not a ton of props. I was looking at total field goal props, trying to find. I couldn't find total field goals. If you can find one, hit me up on Twitter at @Laughy_D, @LOUGHY_D. They might just not be posted yet because I record this in the morning. But this, to me, feels like a game where you see, you know, some long field goal attempts, some Tampa Bay Bucks stalling out in the red zone, and a lot of opportunities to see, you know, it soar over whatever the prop. Again, I don't know what it's going to be, but I'd love to get a look. So hit me up if you find something. I'll keep a look out throughout the day. You can check our Discord as well. But I'm going Chris Godwin over 67.5 receiving yards in this game, -115 on DraftKings. Listen, he's averaging 10 targets per game since returning to action in week 4. And I'm not even mentioning his target share, because I think on a team that throws as much as the Bucs do, I'd rather look at raw targets over anything else. You could be like, oh, and he does have a nice target share, don't get me wrong. But you can look at target share, and sometimes it can be misleading. If it's a team that doesn't throw a lot at all, like at all, you know, they just super run heavy, 29 pass attempts per game, a high target share could look better than a lower target share on the Bucs, where you're having Brady throw 46, 50 times per game. Shit, since week 4, when Chris Godwin returned from injury and is averaging over 10 targets per game, Brady's throwing over 46 times per game in that span, which is an insane number. They have essentially no run game right now. Even if you get Fournette back and Rashad White has looked good, they still struggle to run the ball. And I'm also assuming that Marshawn Lattimore returns and just, you know, has Mike Godwin in hell, and he's done that. Why do I keep calling him Mike Godwin? Has Mike Evans in hell and takes a lot away from that. That makes Chris Godwin even more appealing. And even though it looks like Russell Gage should be back, it shouldn't take too much away from Godwin's target share. I mean, think about it. The Saints defense, like I said, they're getting better. They're getting healthier. But Godwin should be the focal point of this Bucs offense for Tom Brady. And I definitely like to get over 67.5 there. Appreciate you guys watching. As always, hit the thumbs up, subscribe on the way out. Take advantage, $5 into 150 over at DraftKings. Bet a big money line favorite. Don't sweat it. Collect that win, collect your money back, and the 150 in free bets before this goes away. We'll see you back here for Thursday Night Football. Peace.